While recent reports show the suicide rate falling slightly within the state, Alaska still has the highest rate in the nation, especially among Alaska Native young men. One community in Southeast had the highest rate in the nation back in the 1980s. But today, suicide is rare in the village. In the next installment of our Being Young in Rural Alaska series from the producers of Kids These Days, Sarah Gonzalez has the story.
We're all tied.
At the Boys and Girls Club in Cake, Alaska, teens gather after school to shoot pool and play video games. Scott Jackson is their mentor, a man in his 30s. He grew up here, and what he lived through as a child led him to his job as a suicide prevention counselor.
Just being here with that epidemic in the 80s when I was a young man, a young little kid, it was a little difficult, you know, losing the family members that I did, which were cousins and uncles and cousin that was like a brother to me. So, you know, in the last couple of years, I really decided that this is the field that I really wanted to partake in.
Residents remember the epidemic as a dark and difficult time in the 80s. 15 young people took their lives in 2 years. Joel Jackson was the local chief of police during the epidemic when he was just 20 years old.
It kind of brought it to light. You know, everybody was going through it when it started happening. It was just like shell shock. You know, it was just happening one after the other. And it kind of caught everybody off guard, you know. We had some suicides before, but nothing like that. It was all due to alcohol.
The residents recognized the need to cope with this immediately. It's why they decided that talking openly and honestly as a community was the only way to heal. Cake resident Anthony Gastelum is a suicide survivor himself, and he's candid about his past struggles with drugs and alcohol. Today, he's been sober for almost 20 years, and he works in suicide prevention with youth. He knows from experience that successful prevention is more than a one-off class or a pamphlet you hand to kids saying, "Don't do it." It's learning Tlingit dances, it's a safe place to do homework, and it's helping adults heal from substance abuse and alcoholism.
Being around adults that live a clean and sober life and can learn by example is very attractive to the students that are involved in the things that we do in the community.
Gastelum says if you ask them, most of the kids in Cake probably wouldn't pinpoint suicide as an issue in their village today, and he likes it that way. He's working to help create a physically and mentally healthy environment for them to grow up in.
And you know, it is true that it does take a whole community to raise children.
Community efforts like youth culture camps teach traditional knowledge, instilling a strong sense of self and of place in the residents. And this year, Cake held its first adult culture camp. Research shows that Indigenous people who live in communities where they are able to participate in traditional activities rate their levels of happiness higher than those who live in communities where they feel detached, doing things like hunting, fishing, and carving.
When you carve, for me anyway, it's like putting my mind at ease.
Former Police Chief Jackson started a carving group for boys and men of all ages. They create duck calls, canoe paddles, but the main goal of the group isn't just making wooden items.
And when you're carving and you're dealing with sharp knives, you basically have to concentrate. You got to have your mind in a good state. So it's just more or less trying to get them to, you know, put their things, whatever's bothering them, aside. And it seems to work.
A proponent for big picture suicide prevention, 36-year-old Yvonne Peter from Fairbanks hosts workshops in rural Alaska, bringing the idea of cultural healing to entire communities.
It's kind of this coupling of raising awareness, healing, and a pursuit of self-determination. And I think when those all meet up and come together, then we're pursuing something that's so positive and so meaningful and valuable to ourselves and to future generations, and it just makes sense.
His work acknowledges how historical traumas like colonization and assimilation led to loss of traditional ways, while institutional abuses like punishment for speaking Indigenous language further exacerbated a deep collective sadness. Peter says self-determination is key to future prevention efforts.
Being able to be in control of a direction of our destiny. I mean, it's what all people want, to be able to self-govern ourselves, to have educational institutions, economic institutions, social government institutions that reflect our values, what it is that we believe in, what's important to us as a people moving forward.
Peter says Alaska Native people are striving for that now in communities across the state. And communities like CAKE prove that a holistic, out in the open, village-wide effort towards wellness will help kids to live better lives. Reporting from CAKE, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
For more information about the series, Being Young in Rural Alaska, and to see pictures from CAKE, go to our website, alaskapublic.org.